Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are chatting with Brian Lanny, founder and editor of the Junior Stock Review website and also editor of the premium newsletter, where Brian shares some of the companies he's interested in and some of the, more importantly, the companies that he's seeing value in that the market may not be recognizing right now. Brian, we are chatting with you off mic, and you are willing to share one company that has your attention here. It is a royalty company, and it's not a company that we have talked about before on this show, at least dove into. It's been mentioned a couple times, but let's actually get into this company. It is a, let's call it a blend of a prospect generator and a royalty company. The company is called Origin Royalties, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol OGN. Let's start off at the very beginning here, Brian. I understand that this company came together by combining two other companies, more well-known companies. Take us through what happened here to form Origin Royalties, please.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Corey. Yeah, so Origin is the amalgamation or merger of Evrim Resources and Renaissance Gold. To just jog people's memory, Evrim was in the headlines, if you go back a few years, for their Kwale project. They had hit this really interesting, you know, channel, and they got a big investment from Newmont. Unfortunately, that ended up being a dud. And it really changed the focus of the company. And, you know, over that year after that poor drill result, really saw a transformation of the company, and as they merged with Renaissance, and you know, now have properties across Mexico, Nevada, and BC. So it's quite a large project generation company now, and they've got a lot of different prospects. And I think, you know, they did a marketing change per se, instead of focusing maybe on the project generation, to really put it out to the market that, you know, we are a royalty company. In fact, an organically driven royalty company, which, you know, is a little bit different than how some of the other companies go about it. So right now you have a company led by Paddy Nicol, who was the former CEO of Evrim, and these guys are generating royalties and doing, you know, JV agreements with different companies in the hopes of generating organic royalties.
Well, Brian, to me, this model strikes me similar to how EMX Royalties built their company, by doing it first as a prospect generator, getting the JV partners to come on. And it was a longer process for EMX. You know, it's taken them about 17 years to be an overnight success, as they say. But they've done a great job with that model. Are you concerned at all when this kind of model is in place, the prospect generator, to turn into a royalty company, that it takes a lot longer than the companies that go out and buy the royalty packages or do the royalty deals one at a time? Are you concerned about the timeline to their royalties getting into cash flow situations?
Yes and no. For me, it always depends. You know, there's specific things that'll draw me to the project. Of course, like as you allude to, some of the timelines can be, you know, what, you know, I think causes some of the prospect generators to not get the following that they maybe deserve. But, you know, in Origin's case, I think there's every reason to, or it's actually plain to see that they're going to have some cash flow in the short term. They're near-term cash flowing royalty will be Eramitano, which is First Majestic's newest mine, which should probably be producing in Q1 next year. I believe that's everything's still on pace for that. And by my calculation, that royalty over its life with what I know, is worth around $25 or $30 million, depending on what kind of precious metal prices you want to use. So, you know, that's a really good stream of cash, and probably itself will take care of the you know, the G&A costs or the regular costs for carrying the Origin itself, which is a really good position to be in. You know, next to that, you know, the other side is the Silicon project, which I think is the really exciting part, about Eramitano's future, and it's not near term. But I think it's one of those catalysts that for me really got me interested in what Origin could be in the future. And it's one of those points that even though things might take a while to come to fruition, you know, Silicon is one of those reasons why I'm excited about being an investor in Origin. And we can talk about that more if you want.
Yeah, let's talk about the Silicon property, because that actually goes back to, if everybody remembers, Northern Empire, right around Northern Empire's Sterling mine it is in a way kind of this district play here, but just remind everybody what the Silicone property is and now how it became owned by Anglo Gold, which is a key operator in this whole scenario.
Yeah, so the Silicone, yeah, like you said, is located right there beside Corvus and now Coors Sterling Mine. So I can remember I was out on a site visit actually for Northern Empire, and we were out by the Motherlode pit, you know, Corvus's Motherlode pit. And I can remember the guys pointing out to the distance, and this is 2018, and they said, oh, you know what, there's a lot going on up there. They just, Anglo just made a big discovery. And of course, there were no numbers thrown around, but, you know, I still remember hearing that. And it's not something I followed up on. And if you go through Anglo's website, they really haven't mentioned much. But, you know, what I should also clarify is that, so Origin has a 1% NSR, and that came from Renaissance in the merger deal. The issue with that NSR is it didn't come with data rights. So really, Origin is kind of, you know, flying blind in terms of they don't really know what exactly is going on. But, you know, from my perspective, what I can research is basically the same as them. You can put together a pretty good thesis on what is actually going on. This first, I think it's pertinent to talk about Corvus. Corvus staked a 200-meter strip of land in between Coors and Silicon's land, or Anglo's land, and they call it the Linda Strip. And again, 200 meters wide, super small, and it goes right across that southern border, and I believe up the eastern side of the project. And then they drilled at the southern extent, and they popped at least four or five holes, and the results were amazing. You know, I've got it written down here. Like, they had 205 meters of 1.36 grams per ton gold, 69 meters of 1.23 grams per ton gold. And this is right at the border. If you look at the site permits that Anglo has applied for, I think it's 109 drill sites that they've applied for, and that's across their whole property. This is down by the Linda Strip, and then there's a huge cluster at where, you know, the original discovery we've made, and it's up on the hill. I forget what that region of the project's actually called. So you can see they've definitely have big plans of drilling there, and we can see from the Linda Strip drilling and of course. Anglo's bid to buy Corvus, that they're very interested in consolidating this area. And to me, that this doesn't point to some small 1 million ounce deposit. You know, in my view, we're looking at something fairly big here. And that 1% NSR really could be a company maker for Origin in the future. Of course, that's not going to happen like Irma Tano in the next 6 months. But looking forward, again, in my view, this could be a really big point for the market to re-rate Origin in the future.
Yeah, Brian, I think you're outlining a really good case here, because there's no doubt that Anglo Gold had activity going on there, as did Northern Empire that was acquired by Coeur, but for that Sterling. But Corvus was sitting pretty in the middle there with that Linda Strip, and there was a lot of drilling going on there. And the fact that they went out, Anglo Gold Ashanti, and acquired Corvus signals to the market there's something big going on here. So do you see this royalty? Obviously, there's something, they're going to be developing this towards a mine, or they wouldn't have bought Corvus. So as this develops and as this story picks up some speed and we get more data on it, do you think this could be one of those cornerstone assets like what Abitibi Royalties had when they had the Malartic royalty, where it could be a massive company maker that just anchors the company for future growth and allows them to branch out into other royalties as they go?
Definitely. Definitely. And again, it's based off pieces of evidence. So I say it with like a measure of caution. But to me, the writing's on the wall. Like, I don't think you go out and buy Corvus if Silicon is a 1 or 2 million ounce deposit. You know, the footprint, in my view, wouldn't be big enough to do it. And then you look at what they're going to spend on drilling with 109 sites planned, and those results in Linda Strip. It says, you know, that 5 million plus ounce kind of deposit. Again, I want to caution, that's just complete speculation on my part. The other side to it, I think it is interesting, is Altius Minerals owns, I believe it's 2% NSR on the project on Silicon, and they do have some sort of data rights. And interestingly enough, Altius has been buying a lot of Origin Royalty shares over the last, you know, 6 to 9 months. And you can check this in the SETI filings yourself. And, you know, Altius has steadily increased their position. And, you know, Altius, in my view, is some of the best people in the industry. Very, very smart money. And to me, what they're saying is not only do they have confidence in Paddy Nicole and the rest of the Origin team to, you know, generate value for their shareholders, but in my view, I think they're also saying, look, you know, Silicon's going to be something, and we know this, and that's why we're buying more shares. Again, speculation on my part. That's how I read it. But you know, you be the judge yourself.
Well, I just have to ask real quick, Brian, do you think that Altius is buying shares in Origin because they plan on acquiring them? Because we've seen some consolidation in the royalty space. Do you think that Origin may be on the menu for Altius just to bring them into the fold?
Hey, you know, the thought has definitely crossed my mind. But the only thing is that, you know, from any time I've talked to the guys at Altius, you know, they have been pretty base metal focused. And while, you know, I think they're probably close to, they're over 20%, I believe, of Origin at the moment. I'd have to check that.
They were reported as 15% back at the beginning of August. So with all their buying, okay, very well could be up around that 20% level.
Okay. So, you know, like these are levels where you know that, the senior company definitely has a keen interest in probably some sort of deal going on. Again, I don't know. I hate to speculate on that side of things. But again, if you could bring together a 3%+ NSR on, like, that could be a very valuable cash flow. And so, you know, I could see anything happen with that. But again, I think that's kind of the smaller point. I think the bottom line is that investors need to see the value in Origin. If you take their market cap today, which is in the 60-ish something million Canadian, you subtract, let's say, 30 million for the Aeromatano royalty, they're going to end the year. Last time I talked to Paddy, they're going to end the year with around $7 million. So we're up to $37 million. So that says that, you know, the Silicon royalty is worth around $30 million, which I think is massively undervaluing it. But let's say that's what it is. Then you get the rest of their exploration, all their JV projects, all that other stuff is all free. It's, you know, icing on the cake. And when it comes to exploration, you know, these companies are putting money in the ground, and, you know, the risk to Origin shareholders is very little, yet the upside is very good. And so I love the scenario in terms of it being a low risk investment in a high quality company. And that's what how I view it.
So I'm glad you brought in the whole market cap aspect of it there, because the company is sitting at 60 million market cap, right? And it doesn't have any revenues from its royalties, but it does look like those revenues are going to start next year. And who knows what's going to go on with Silicon, right? But the company does have all these other projects. It's something we talked about kind of big picture about these royalty companies before recording, is that, look, some royalty companies get valued way higher than other royalty companies. And sometimes, a lot of the time, it doesn't make sense, especially when some royalty companies are cash flowing and really not getting much love for that. What sort of news do you want to see out of Origin that you think would draw more investors in, and quite frankly, would cause that re-rate? Because if companies sit there, for the most part, dormant or without major news or major catalysts, they can, let's say, trade at a discount for much longer.
Here's what I'll say. In my view, I think that Origin will float back up to its high of last year, which I think is in like the high 50s, like 58 cents or something like that, around 60 cents. And I think they'll do that without any news flow. I think just on the back of what they are and the people that are involved, like if you look at their certain members of the board, you know, Altius's influence on the company and who knows Altius. I think they'll float up on themselves. But I think really what you're looking for is Anglo to say something about Silicon. I think once that happens and the market gets a clear view of what actually is going on there, I think that's the point where, you know, the market could get captivated in trying to find a way to capitalize on what Silicon could be. And really, there's not a lot of options. You know, outside of buying Anglo, you buy probably Altius or you buy Origin. And to me, I think Origin is a compelling case. And I think that's really what investors are looking for. And I've heard different rumors. Like I've heard that Anglo is going to be preparing something by the end of the year, but I take that with a grain of salt. But I really think that's the driver of a real rate in this share price.
All right. Brian, really appreciate the insights into Origin Royalties here. We'll follow up with the company, try to schedule an interview with them to bring them on the show to provide some more insights. But if anyone listening has some insights on this company, whether good or bad, please share those with us through email, fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We'd love to hear what you guys think of this company and if you're seeing the same potential that Brian is seeing within this stock. It looks interesting on paper, but we'll dive a bit more into it along with you there, Brian. So really appreciate the heads up. Hope you have a great weekend there, Brian, and we will chat again in another couple weeks. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, guys.